My name is Ketsia Aurelian, Ketsia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Michael J. Craek, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, middle initial J, last name K-R-A-T-T. This was done on October 14, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is primarily related to cardiorenal syndrome, secondary to congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, and coronary artery disease, period. Nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process also play a major role in the CKD, period. The most recent blood work reveals a BUN of 21 from 50, creatinine of 1.48 from 1.9, and a GFR of 48 from 35, period. His kidney functions have fluctuated between a CKD 3A and a CKD 3B over the past few visits, period. There is no evidence of proteinuria with a urine protein to creatinine ratio of 64 milligrams, period, and no evidence of microalbumin to creatinine ratio at all, period. There is also no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment, period. He denies any urinary symptoms, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with elevated uric acid of 7.1 despite taking allopurinol 300 milligrams, one tablet daily, period. We highly believe that the patient would benefit from therapy with Krystexxa, K-R-Y-S-C-E-X-X-A, to eliminate the uric acid levels, to eliminate the uric acid crystals in his system, period. However, due to his extensive cardiac conditions, we would like to receive a clearance from Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, cardiology, before initiating this treatment, period. Next line, the patient will discuss this further with Dr. Parnassa. We have given him written information, and he verbalizes understanding, and he will keep us up to date with his decision on initiating treatment with Krystexxa based on what Dr. Parnassa says about it, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is very well controlled with a blood pressure of 113 over 55. He has maintained adequate weight of 154 pounds with a BMI of 23.4. He has no evidence of fluid overload. He is euvolemic, E-U-V-O-L-E-M-I-C, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is unremarkable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, BPH without symptoms. He is on botanical. He follows with Dr. Chiawei, C-H-E-E, hyphen A-W-A-I, period. He also has a history of bladder stones, which, again, is managed by Dr. Chiawei. CHEE-AWAI, comma, urologist, period. Next line, coronary artery disease, / atrial fibrillation, / CHF. He follows with Dr. Parnassa, cardiologist, and states he has been pretty stable from the cardiac standpoint, period. As previously stated, he has no evidence of fluid retention as he is euvolemic, period. He does report swelling of his abdomen. The most recent CT of the abdomen and pelvis dated 08/24/22 does not reveal any accumulation of fluids. In the abdomen, it does show small right pleural effusion with some right lower lobe atelectasis. However, the patient states he was seen by Dr. Lackey and had a procedure done to help drain fluids from the pleural effusion, period. He also follows with Dr. D. Patel, pulmonologist, as well as Dr. Bassetti, B-A-S-S-E-T-T-I, pulmonologist, for management of the pleural effusion, period. The CAT scan only reveals suspected gastroenteritis, which is managed by Dr. Thacker, T-H-A-K-K-A-R, his gastroenterologist, period. He was seen by Dr. Thacker about a month ago, and he completed an abdominal ultrasound in the office, which revealed no suspicious findings, according to the patient, period. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and